former British Security Service and MI5 intelligence officer who left the service at the same time as David Shaler, who many of you will remember, a partner at the time, to help him blow the whistle about criminality within the intelligence services agencies as he saw it. Annie, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences and also tell us a little bit about your own story?
Yes, well, thank you very much for inviting me to speak here. I just have a few minutes. Two points of information. First of all, if you're an intelligence officer within any of the UK intelligence agencies, you do not swear an oath. You do not do any of that sort of thing. So it's slightly different from the American system. And second point of information, everything I say now has already been cleared. So if anyone behind me is reaching for their speed dial to Special Branch Police, there is no need, I can assure you, gentlemen. I joined MI5 in the early 1990s along with my ex-colleague and ex-partner, David Shaler, who both worked as intelligence officers. During our recruitment there, we were told repeatedly that MI5 now had to obey the law. They'd been put on a legal footing for the first time in 1989. So it's a bit of a shock during our 6 years there that we saw such a cascade of incompetence and criminality.